How many of you all are ready for growth in the spirit? Now, let me ask another question. How many of y'all know that because of the demonic culture changes that are being made now, we need to know how to function in the spirit better? Let me see your hand. Now, the atmosphere has been created. A supernatural atmosphere was created in intercessory prayer this morning. They're praying about the supernatural. Had a group here praying. And then these praises brought us into a supernatural realm this morning. Now, I'm aiming to take you into apostolic territories this morning. In other words, it's territories that the church needs so badly to function more specifically and more dynamically in the spirit. Religion, riches, routine of going to church will not survive anymore. So I pray that each one of you who are here and online, how many online? This morning, 909, okay, online this morning, pay close attention because there's a shifting in the atmosphere of the spirit realm of holiness, sanctification, miracles, signs, wonders. Your prayer life must change. You must function more reverently and more deeply in the spirit. You got to be trained. You got to be based on Ephesians 4. I tell you, Ephesians 4, I think it was 11 through 16 or 12 through 16, where how the church grew, that everyone knew how to function in the spirit themselves. So just be prayerful with me today, because I'm going to take my time and I'm going to open some things up to you. Scriptures you may have heard before, but they're coming in a different dimension. Are you listening to me?
Yes, sir.
Jesus, Apostle Paul, and Apostle Peter, and Apostle Leroy are going to teach you this morning. I want you to get ready for new adventures in the spirit. The words that you speak will become more powerful. You're going to operate in another dimension. The dimension that you're going to operate in is called a word, is another word called dominion. It's time to dominate. Can't do it intellectual. Can't do it scientifically. You can't do it politically. It has to be done under the guidance of the Lord Jesus Christ. He's in you, right? How many of y'all Jesus in you? All right, we're going to let him out this morning at a greater dimension. I know you've studied the Bible. I know you've read. I know you've cried. I know you've prayed. But in my 50 years of ministry, and I recognize that there's a shifting, and that shifting will annihilate all drifting. Because a lot of Christians are drifting. They're good people, but they just don't know how to turn that switch. And only the Holy Spirit can get that switch turned right. And you have created an atmosphere for him this morning. I sense his presence, and he'll walk through here. Your angels are in here. And they'll walk through here and start ministering to people. Yeah, are not they all ministering spirit sent forth to minister for who? As of salvation. How many of y'all are our salvation? Well, yeah, angels are here. The Holy Spirit is here. And we're going to take the scriptures and walk through the scriptures. And at certain points, the anointing hits at a different dimension. If you stay tuned in, you will know when that point hit for you, you'll know it. All right? But no regular service now, no regular preaching. You know, a good little sermon. No, wanna get this down. Wanna pay attention to what is said so you and your house can stand. Joshua said, choose this day whom you're gonna serve. But me and my house are gonna serve the Lord. And so you know, it's I'm trying to talk to you before I start because it's so critical.
Sure.
People are so condemned. They're condemned because there are things they want to do they cannot do in their life, things they want to change they can't change. To a large degree, I hold the pulpit by not training you completely properly to know that you are a spirit, you have a soul, and you live in a body. Therefore, if that soul and body get loose, they're going to do anything they want to do. So you have to know how to keep them under your control. Are you following me? So I don't want no condemnation in you this morning. I don't care where you've been, what you've done. You listen, the word going to clean you up. Lift your hand, if you will. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, this dimension that you've taken us in, this dimension of dominion, revelation that you've given us this morning around the world, we thank you that people will be helped to become stronger and become more wiser in the kingdom business. Thank you for every man, every woman, every child, every boy, every girl that is somewhere here today, that they will hear your voice. Change our lives. We're here for you. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. Get your Bible. We're going to read three distinctive scriptures. That we need to look at. The first one is a very scripture you've read before, John chapter 1, John's Gospel chapter 1, I want to look at verse 12. Now, this might not sound so powerful to you because it become almost normal in the church. But I promise you the Holy Spirit will do something with it today that will change your life forever. You had John 1:12?
Yes, sir.
Now, this is a very important verse, but it will not be important unless we can open it up. But as many as received him, to them, the one who received him, right?
Yes,
gave he power to become sons of God. Now, no insight, no excitement in that, because they've been given out, but the whole, what the word is, ramification or insight of that statement is not fully understood in the body of Christ. Very simple. Give them the power to become the sons of God. You see that? Even to them that believe on his name. Now that power was made available in your spirit. You have to bring your body into it.
Yes, sir.
And your soul and your mind, you got to bring into it. But that power, if you accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, that power of being a son of God is in you. Right?
Yes, sir.
But the power by itself cannot function if you don't know how to cooperate with it, all right? So I'm going to give you another clear scripture, a scripture you know. Romans chapter 8, verse 14 now. Because you're going to have to know these two, because when a conversion is going to take place in the third one I'm going to give you. Romans chapter 8 now, verse 14. Follow me on your phone or in your Bible some kind of way, because I want you to see this, because your life is about to take a new position. Amen? And we're going to let the Holy Spirit work, right?
Yes, sir.
How many of y'all want to grow? How many of y'all want to know? How many of y'all want more? Yeah, it's there for you. All right, now, believing you became a son of God, right?
Yes.
You see, how can I say this, Lord, to make it emphasized? You can't believe and leave. Well, I mean that now. I'm a church member. I'm going to heaven. You can't believe and leave. See, the believer, when you talk about believing, you stepped into a spiritual relationship, a spiritual realm with God called sonship. Sonship. But if you're not led, what you have cannot produce. See, but it's many now. All of you, many, most of you all have accepted Jesus Christ. So you're a believer. So that made you a son of God. But it's another realm. When you became a son of God, now, or a daughter of God, the same thing. You have to be led. The life that you receive in John 1:12 has to be led.
Yes.
You understand?
Yes, sir.
So now, the John 1:12 life is invalidated to live if it's not connected with Romans 8:14. Because the John 1:12 life is a spiritual life.
Right.
Are you following it?
Yes.
All right, and 14 now, for as many, come on, read with me. For as many as led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. You know, it ain't saying that by believing. Led. You see that?
Yes, sir.
All right. In that same chapter, Romans chapter 8, I want you to look at a verse that's going to have to kick in now. Romans 8:19. I'll let you look at it a minute and see, can you make the progressive steps from John 1:12 to Romans 8:14 to Romans 8:19. See, can you make this progression now? I don't want you to be left behind. John 1:12. Romans 8:14, and now we're at Romans 8:19. Romans 8:19 cannot be lived without John 1:12 and Romans 8:14. Who here with me? I need two or three people with me here to understand what I'm saying, because it is progressive, and what I'm about to drop on you in a few minutes, you're going to have to be ready for this, baby. Your life, your whole lifestyle changes more. Let me say it a way that you understand. All stuff will be under your control. So the stuff that been controlling us should not be controlling us, because the Lord said He come that we might have life, that we might have it more abundantly in every area. But if you don't know your rightful place, as we're about to learn this morning, you'll be struggling with everybody else. And you don't have to say this, but I'm tired of the struggle. You know, yeah, going through the same old thing, same old, praying about the same thing, you know. Here in Romans 8:19 now, who see the progression? For the earnest expectation of the creature waited For what?
Manifestation.
What son that is?
Yes, sir.
What voice, where that sonship come from? John 1:12. Talk back to me. And the John 1:12 had to walk through Romans 8:14. Are you with me?
Yes, sir.
Now, these things may not sound exciting at this moment, but there's a realm that the Lord about to take you in. To further introduce you, let's use the Bible. The Apostle Peter made some dynamic insight to us in 2 Peter chapter 1. Go there. 2 Peter chapter 1. Now remember, we're walking from John 1:12, Romans 8:14, Romans 8:19, and now we're going, the Apostle Peter is going to open our eyes to a description of sonship. Let me see how I'm going to start this all to you. Write this down. How to live in supernatural sonship. How to live on daily basis.
Yes, sir.
In supernatural sonship. Now many sit and say, I got this. No, baby, you about to go somewhere. You about to see something, hear something that will change your life forever. How to live, not just saying I'm a son, but living it. Knowing, and that's a miracle, sign, and oneness life.
Yes, sir.
All right? All right. Let's go to 2 Peter. Somebody say, praise God.
Praise God.
Knowing how to live in supernatural sonship. Say supernatural sonship.
Supernatural sonship.
All right. John 1:12, Romans 8:14, that's what it was talking about. You're born to be a supernatural person.
Yes, sir.
Now here, Peter laid it out. You in 2 Peter chapter 1?
Yes, sir.
He lays it out in verse 1. Simon Peter, a servant and apostle of Jesus Christ. Notice you're a servant first. To them that have obtained like precious faith with us through the righteousness of God and our Savior Jesus Christ, grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. Now watch, it's going to get real, real clear here. These are dynamics in the spirit. Ooh, I feel the Holy Ghost. Ooh, hallelujah. Ooh, hallelujah. Oh my goodness. The Lord wants you to know some of this stuff so bad. I'm telling you, I ain't got overwhelmed up here with the anointing. Oh man, I feel like I could run through a wall. How much he want, watch this, for 15 of us to walk out here with this. Everybody might not get it, but boy, if I can get 15 to walk out with it. Shoot, I know who I am. I know what I can do. I know who I am. Notice verse 3 now. According as his what? Underline that. Because you are not functioning in natural power. But as many as receive him, to them give he what? Go back to John 1:12. I want you to get that. I don't want you to miss it. He gives them what?
Power.
That power is supernatural power, meaning that it has no limit. Matter of fact, I hear the Spirit of God say, no gimmick, no limit. You don't have to act like you got it. You got it. But you have to know how to activate it. It is a spiritual power. So now you got to go back to Romans 8:14. You got to see this power is too powerful for you to try to handle it yourself. So intellectually and sensually and scientifically and computer-wise, you can't holler this power. This power is a spiritual power. And the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit, will have to lead you to function in this power properly. Tell somebody, I'm ready to function. I'm tired. You see, people, we've been going through the motion in the church too long now. It's time to function. Well, when we walk in a room, the dynamics should change. Somebody just walk in there with power. You imagine being led by the Spirit? You imagine being Matthew 4:4. You imagine being fed by the Spirit? Man should not live by bread alone, but every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. I'm going to make a statement that I think you'll never forget. I'm talking about our functioning Bible. We're talking about a functioning Bible. We're not talking about a Bible you just read, a Bible you just memorize. I'm talking about walking it. Living it. Write these words down. Supernatural sonship stewardship. Three S's. Right now, I want you to see them. Supernatural sonship stewardship.
Yes, sir.
Now, who up with me up to this point?
Yep.
Because I want you, because I'm about to put something in you. Who up with me? Do I have to go back over some things? Because I want you to pronounce those three words with me. Supernatural, sonship, stewardship.
Come on.
What stewardship mean? You mean you got to manage it, handle it, look over it, make sure it's functioning right? Now, you better believe the Holy Spirit is aiming to change your life today. Say supernatural sonship three times.
Supernatural sonship.
I'm not just a church member. I'm a child of the living God. I'm going to give you three dynamics that I don't want you to forget because of your child of the living God. The kingdom is in you. The power is in you. The glory is on the inside of you. Otherwise, you can manifest kingdom at any moment. You can manifest kingdom power at any moment, and you can manifest kingdom glory at any moment. You come to the point that nothing is as important in your life than Jesus. You have to come to that point. I've been to that point almost 50 years.
Yeah.
Nothing is more important in my life than Jesus. But you got to know what he had done for you. You got to know what he's doing for you. And you got to know what he got waiting on you. You have to be able to look around the trap and see the victory. Write that down. Look around and see Satan setting trap for you. But you have to be able to look around. The trap's sitting right there, but you ain't looking at the trap. You see the victory behind. Everything you're dealing with this morning, victory come to it. Oh, y'all don't hear me. Come on, let's go sit down. Peter, I gotta read through this, then I'm going to start giving you some points. Second Peter chapter 1, verse 3. According as his divine power, remember I told you on the line, divine power,
yes,
has given unto us all things that pertain unto life,
yes,
to life and what else?
Godliness.
Ooh, life and godliness.
Yes.
When you really tune in, you're going to live the life,
yes,
and you're going to live the godliness.
Yes.
Life and godliness. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And godliness includes holiness,
yes,
sanctification.
Yes, sir.
Huh?
Yes,
sir. Notice how I come now through the knowledge of him,
yes,
that have called us where?
To glory
and virtue. You see that?
Yes, sir.
All right, keep listening now. Keep listening. Because some of you Christians are going to be introduced here to something this morning. Verse 4. Whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these, watch this now, you might be partakers of the divine nature. You mean to tell me, wait a minute, I can be a Christian and not partaking of my divine rights if I don't have the revelation and the anointing,
yes,
and I'm going through the motion? I just been to church and took communion. Every day you power. Monday morning, you're powerful. Tuesday morning, you're powerful. On Friday night, you're powerful as a Christian.
Yes.
You see, you designed, you listening?
Yes, sir.
To be the atmosphere in every situation. You are a divine atmosphere.
Yes, I am.
When you walk in a room or be in a group, they must know God is in this group. You can't become like them. You gotta make them become like you. Because you're more powerful than they are. And they're dragging you down to another level. There's no level higher than Jesus. I don't care how you feel, what y'all doing, there's no level higher than Jesus. You got to always be saying, Jesus with me.
Yes.
And I'm with Jesus.
And I'm with Jesus.
Let me try to read this because I'm going to give you 3 or 4 points anyway. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I can't hear you all over there.
Hallelujah.
The glory will fall in this place. Now, you better get out of the way. You sitting here not paying no attention, you better get out the way. The glory is going to slap the hell out of you. Because the glory about to fall in this place. There are some people how many of y'all want the glory to fall in here? Now, I ain't come here just to have no church. I come here to meet God himself. And God ready to move in here. And you just sitting there with that same old religious attitude that's trying to hold everything down. You better get up out of here. God about to move in here. This morning.
Yeah.
Something good about to happen to me right now up in here. I come to get it.
Shh.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I'm ready for my sonship.
I'm ready for my sonship.
To manifest.
To manifest.
Fully. Hallelujah. You not going back home with that problem. Tell the person next to you. Tell them. Tell them. Tell them. May there be a Holy Ghost flushing in your life. Things are flushed out that have been giving you a problem. May you have a Holy Ghost purging this morning. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Sit down, sit down. Let's go a little further. If you don't laugh with me, I'm going to laugh at you. Set up all that power and you ain't getting nothing. You set up all the, I feel the glory of God in you. I know when the glory of God. I know. Oh, my goodness. It's somebody in here God trying to get a hold of. You're ready. You're right. But you've never been there before. The Lord won't bring you there. You got to get beyond religion, beyond just being a churchgoer. You got to get in the spirit. Said John, said I was in the spirit on the Lord's day, and when you're in the spirit, you see things and you hear things. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
In my background of study for many years, my spiritual father is going home to be with the Lord, Kennedy Hagin Sr. But he trained me to flow in the spirit. The Lord told me he's going to train you to flow in the spirit. Now, I went a long time about the spirit, but the Lord said, I told you I give you the self-same spirit. And I'm using him to train you. And so you can flow in the spirit and not just go to be a church member. Somebody said, you said, what's going on up in here? I ain't never been no church like this. What's something moving around up in here? Hallelujah. Yeah. Sit down, let's read the scripture. Come on, son. Sit down and read the scripture. Why let them sow like that? They're getting rich. Yeah. They move right behind me. I walk out of my backyard, I look at his backyard.
Yeah.
They're getting rich. I just let them sow. Let them get rich.
Yes, sir.
You want to get rich?
Yeah.
Sow.
Yeah.
Working them full job. You ain't got to wait no full job. Sow. So I ain't nothing about sowing him. Maybe it's a sow. Sow seeds in the kingdom. Come on, I got to read this. Verse 4, whereby given us exceeding great and precious promise that by these you might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. Besides this, give all diligence to add to your faith. Now, I tell you some things to add to your faith. And you go on down to the 8th verse, I believe. It just tell you those things to add to your faith. I'm going to take you somewhere now. I want you to make a statement, and we're going to go to a scripture to back it up. I am supernatural in Christ. Say it.
I am supernatural in Christ.
I know supernatural means I have no limit. I mean, I'm all my car, talali, shuman, bunder, stair, proper kunske, nanskundele, bopa, escore, vresoko, escopa. Every level that's been holding you down is destroyed. It's time for you to go to another level spiritually, socially, and physically, and everything and everybody who's been blocking you better move. It's time that everybody under the sound of my voice go to another level in life. Nobody gonna be able to stop you. Because you have a supernatural, prophetical announcement been placed over you. Get ready to be promoted in life. Nobody can stop it. Nobody can block it. Say this with me. I'm supernatural in Christ.
I'm supernatural in Christ.
Say it again.
I'm supernatural in Christ.
Say it again.
I'm supernatural in Christ.
Now turn to a scripture that you're real familiar with to a certain degree. All right? You're real familiar with this scripture. You just said I'm supernatural in Christ, right? You read, but as many as receiving him, to him to give the power to become the son of God, right? You read that, right? As many as led by the Spirit of God, they're the sons of God. We read that, right? And then the whole creation is waiting, Romans 8:19, for the manifestation of the Son of God. We read that, right? And we read that we are partakers of the divine nature in 2 Peter, right? I'm a partaker of the divine, kotalebi su vresti kema. In other words, in the spirit, my dynamics are changing this morning. I'm about to go farther. In Christ. Now. 2 Corinthians chapter 5. Verse 17. Now, you these scriptures, you know of them. We don't know no scripture.
That's right.
Hey, let me talk to you here. Let me talk to you up in here this morning. We don't know no scripture. Because they are unexhaustible. In other words, we may know a part of it, but when we hear it again, stay open because God's about to say something else. You see what I'm saying? You can't see a scripture, you can't come to the bottom of it. You understand what I'm saying, Joanne? You can't, scripture is, for lack of a better word, explosive. But you cannot fully know a scripture. That shut some of us down. You can't, because it got so much in it. I mean, you can read that same scripture, it can tell you 99 things, and then they tell you 200 more. Because God just that vast. How many see it? All right, now, in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17, I want you to see this now. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
All right, there it is. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, you're in Christ, right?
Yes, sir.
He's a new creature. He's a new creation.
Yes, sir.
The life and the attributes of God is in you.
Yes, yes, yes,
yes.
Boy, theologians are going to fall out their chair now. What God can do, you are capable of doing.
See,
because you are his instrument in the earth realm, and he can't get nothing done without you. If you make yourself available, the world not gonna understand you. You're gonna live different, act different, talk different, walk different. If you're a real Christian. It's time to manifest.
It's time to manifest.
It's time to manifest. It's time to have the best. Let me show you. Thank you. See, turn to John 10:10. It's time to switch side on that voice. That voice. John 10:10. What I'm talking about, switching. Switching from the negative to the positive, from the defeat to the victory. The thief comes up to steal, kill, and destroy. It's time to move off that side. He done stole enough now. Huh? And what I'm teaching you this morning, it's time for you to step on voice B. B part of, I am come. That you might have life. And that you might have it more abundantly. Turn to Ephesians 3:20. Turn to Ephesians 3, 20. Now unto him that is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that you ask or think. Now look what he said. Look at the end of the voice. Look at the end of the voice. What power that is. Look at the end of the voice. That's John 1:12 power. That's Acts 1:8 power. We got to get the power working on daily basis. You got to live beyond feeling.
Yes.
Live beyond what you see.
Yes.
You got to live what you know.
Yes.
And what you know will change what you see.
Yes.
We walk by
faith,
not by sight.
Come on here. Jesus.
So, any situation, listen to me, look at me and listen very carefully. Any situation you're in this morning that is not applying grace to your life is the lie of the enemy. And you're bigger than that. Oh, yes. Get ready to pull your grace out on a daily basis. Pull your grace out. You don't see nothing, you don't feel nothing, but you know something. Pull your grace out.
Yes.
He hung.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
And he died.
Yes.
For me to be free.
Yes.
I live by the grace of the cross. I heard Jesus say it in John 19:30. He said, it is finished. All of your victories are finished. Move from John 10A to John 10B. I am come that you might have life. You might have it more abundantly.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
That's powerful, isn't it? Sonship.
Glory to God.
Su supernatural sonship. Come on, son. Sit down. Let's finish reading. Let's finish and receive, son. Yes, sir. I love you too, sir. Put 2 Corinthians 5:17 back up right there. Come on, daughter. Yeah, I love you too. They bring $500 checks up here. Tom, I'm gonna love you, apostle. Now y'all gonna get rich, y'all mess around with me. I got rich in me. From him. I ain't ashamed of it. Come on. I don't care what preacher say. Ain't no preacher supposed to be rich. Yeah, I'm rich. Shoot. Y'all wanna put us back there and drive my truck and all that stuff? Yeah, $200. How we gonna preach this stuff and we ain't got nothing to show for it? Now try to be an example for you. Like me and my wife just come back from celebrating 52 years of marriage. Been together. We've been together for 56 years. Trying to be an example, you know, and not by Mike, no, by power, by His Spirit. Therefore, man, come on and get back to the scripture. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things pass away, and behold, all things become new. All right, look at the 21st verse. Look at the 21st verse. Look at 21. For he had made him to be sin for us who knew no sin. Look at this. That we might be made the righteousness of God in him. So, righteousness. Say righteousness. See, your righteousness is not based on your righteousness. Your righteousness is based on His righteousness. So even though I might miss it, I still can say I'm the righteousness of God because I got a place called repentance. All right. Through the Holy Spirit, listen, oh my God. Holy Spirit, help me now. Listen, turn to John 14:12. Holy Spirit, help me in this house now. I need help. Because if you can see this, oh my God. Through the Holy Spirit, I'm able to do all the works that Jesus did and even greater works. What? I am a supernatural being because of the new birth in Christ.
Yes, sir.
Let me read this again. You turn to John 14:12. This is something, boy. Through the Holy Spirit, I am able to do all the works that Jesus did. You heard that?
Yes, sir.
And even greater works.
Thank you. Yes, sir.
Greater works than Jesus? Now look at John 14:12. Very, very, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also. Jesus saying this now. And then Jesus said, and greater works than these shall he do. Now here's the conclusion. Because I go to my Father.
Yes, sir.
That means he was sending somebody that empowered him.
Yes.
The same person that empowered Jesus to raise Lazarus from the dead lives on the inside of me. The same power that enabled Jesus to turn water into wine lives on the inside of me. Same power that Jesus told that lame man, rise up and walk. And he rose up and walked. That same power as a son of God is on the inside of me. Come on. Whatever Jesus did, when he was here on earth, I can do it. Because it's Jesus doing it through me. How can you be sad and a Christian at the same time? Because you're going through a little thing. Just look behind and see the victory. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I said hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Sit down and write. Glory to God.
Glory.
I got to jump, find a jumping off place here. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I don't know about you, I'm preaching myself happy. Say supernatural,
sonship.
Recognize, I want you to recognize, I'm going to use this word, that God is calling you not to be a regular Christian. A regular Christian go with the routine, but a real Christian change things. Because they know the power that's on the inside of them. In other words, God need me, needs you to be down here acting like Jesus. Because as Jesus was his instrument, I am his instrument now. So every now and then I should cry out, God use me in a special way. Say it. Don't worry about your flaws and your shortcomings. Just say what I tell you to say. God use me in a special way. Don't worry about the mistake you've made. God about to clear that up. God about to tell you something. Take it down a road if you can see how to get rid of that. Just say, God use me in a special way. In my family. In all my job. Everywhere I go. I want you to use me. I yield to the Holy Ghost. To the gifts of the Spirit. To the fruit of the Spirit. I yield now. Myself. As an instrument of the kingdom.
I want to be you.
I don't want to use you, God. I want you to. Oh. 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 I don't want to use you, God. I want you to use me. Whoa, we're on some territories here now. Huh? Huh? Because a lot of times people want to use God. Through prayer. Through scripture. But when you're reading the scripture, you need to be looking for how God can use you. If you ever let him use you, you'll never be the same. How many up in here ready for God to use you? Y'all sitting down ain't ready. Everybody sitting down. I want God to use me. I just want to use him. I'm just going to embarrass you this morning. You sitting down, you don't want God to use you. You trying to use God. Help me, I want to get to heaven. Those of you standing, I tell you right now, the devil will never send you to hell down here no more. In other words, he come with hellions of ideas to try to, he might attack. I'll be attacked, but just he ain't going to be able to send you nowhere. Because you leaving here, baby, this morning, you packing. If you didn't get the revelation, that's up to you, but I mean, you ought to be packing right now. I'm packing supernatural sonship. Let me help you. Let me help you because somebody might not understand. Supernatural daughtership. Care some of y'all don't understand the format, you know. I'm packing this morning. And then if you ever get in a case, you don't know what to do, and you say, I want to activate what the apostle was talking about, I'll tell you how to do it. Jesus! That's all you got to do. That's all you got to do. When you cry, all you got to do is cry out. You know, you're under pressure and you're trying to get something straight and you can't understand all I said. Just use one word.
Jesus!
Y'all ain't saying it out loud enough.
Jesus!
Online, I can't hear you.
Jesus!
And see, when that happened, all the power, all the revelation, all the information, all the instruction you need, you're going to start unfolding on the inside of you. You see it? You understand it? See, supernatural sonship. In the spirit, you cannot go into the spirit realm without the supernatural. The supernatural mean I have no limit on me. The only limit on my life is what I permit Satan to put on me. And I refuse to let him put any limit on me. You're not structured by academic or science or technology or government or political. You're not structured by that. You're a child of the living God. You're supposed to be living a resurrected life on the other side of the cross.
I'm redeemed.
Washed with the blood of the Lamb.
Hallelujah.
Joy unspeakable. And
full of glory.
Hallelujah. My brothers and sisters, don't try to live the past. Don't try to live the future.
Yep.
Live in the present. Satan's trying to bring the past up to him. I'm going to talk to you right now. Are you listening to me? I'm going to close in a minute. Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Supernatural sonship. So every time you look like you're going down and you're getting all sad, pull that stewardship out. And recognize that God can make a way out of no way. He may not come when you want him, but he's always on time. Sometimes he delayed to make it a little stronger. Sometimes his delay to make you a little stronger. Sometimes his delay is to make you a little stronger. He heard you when you first called him. But he wants you to stand up and know you got power on the inside of you. The same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead dwells on the inside of me. I'm never by myself. He said, I'll never leave you, nor forsake you. And lo, I'm with you always, even to the end of the world. It's not by might, nor by power, but it's by my spirit. He's wounded for my transgression, bruised for my iniquity. Chastisement of my peace is upon him, and with his stripes I'm healed. In him I live, I move, and I have my being. Greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. If I'm for you, Who can be against you? No weapon formed against me shall prosper. I want to close with a glorious verse. There's a lot more things. I'll take part two and go on three and four. But I want to close with a glorious voice. A glorious voice I want to close with. Come on, though. A glorious voice.
Hallelujah.
A glorious voice.
Hallelujah.
A powerful scripture. You got your Bible?
Yes.
Now, up to now, to some degree, you couldn't believe this scripture. But I want the Holy Ghost to sweep this place when you see this scripture. I'm not going to tell you till I get you talking. Now, we already have come to the fact, Dan, we talked about it. We say that you never can know a scripture. You know a part of it. Because it's God. See, you can't fully, he's always unfolding himself. He never come to an end, so you never have no full definition for him. All right. But now, what we talked about just a little bit, because I didn't get far, there's a lot more. But what we talked about in supernatural sonship, manifestation, and demonstration. All right? So I want you to manifest this week. Your sonship. And demonstrate your sonship. Know when to be quiet. That's one aspect. Know when to be quiet. Don't say anything. If you don't have an answer, don't say anything. Know when to be quiet. Know when to shut up. And let him speak on the inside of you. Then you just repeat what he said. Because this scripture cannot dawn on you if you don't have the right information. But right now, oh my God, right now, this scripture is so alive. Come on, daughter. This scripture is so alive to me. And I want you to leave here with this scripture now. I receive. She's a sower. That's $500. Romans chapter 8, verse 28. This is the kind of life we're talking about. Don't tell me it's impossible. I just preached to you. Romans 8, 28. This is the life that sonship. Supernatural sonship. We're trying to get the prayer, how prayer working, how praying in the spirit working this. But look at this. Look at this voice now. How can you leave you unhappy? Jesus Christ. What? You see what that voice said? But no, wait. Before all things though. See, and this manifestation of your, the supernaturalness of your sonship has to be flowing from the inside. Not by facts, not by circumstances, not by what you're surrounded with now that is giving you problem. Work from the inside. Always remember the old song, hush, hush, somebody calling my name, oh, hush. Because every time you're dealing with something, Jesus is trying to call you. And he's trying to take you back to the abundant life. All things work together for good, for them that love God. All y'all love God. To them who are called according to his purpose. Now, see, his purpose is so important, too. See, now, I can say it because of my infirmities and my inadequacies. But I put him first.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Right. Yes, sir.
God ain't setting on a second rule in my life.
No.
And you ain't got no great ideas to come to me with.
No.
They're going to put God on the second rule. Now, some of y'all might be able to put him on the second rule because you really didn't know him. But we're taking God off the second rule and put him where he's supposed to be. Now read that scripture out loud for me real quickly. Read it again. Now, we're going to read it one more time. You got a person beside you not reading. Slap him. I'm going to come help you. Slap him. Because I'm trying to get it in everybody here. You thought enough of this ministry to come here, and I want you to leave here with something. I don't want you just wasting your time coming here singing a song or something like that. You should get this. The information I talked to Patola Mansaya, that I talked to you about your sonship manifestation, manifesting your supernatural sonship, bring you to this voice. This wasn't planned. The Holy Ghost called it up. He said, now take them to that voice. Now that voice can make, that voice can be reality to them. So I want everybody in here, everybody online, I want you reading that voice, expecting God to speak specifically to you and every situation you have to be end up in that voice. One, two, three, read. Got it?
Yes, sir.
Now we're going to take back up and we're going to do part two, three, because I got a lot, man, I got a lot of stuff here. Spiritual sonship, stewardship. Whew.